Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, and today we're going to talk about how to prevent urinary tract infections. It seems that there's a lot of, sort of drugs or preventions that are coming out, and I keep seeing this commercial where this girl kept getting urinary tract infections, and she couldn't get them to stop coming around, and selling some sort of drink or drug that you can, drink to keep urinary tract infections from coming around. Well, before all of that ever happened, there was and is a way to avoid urinary tract infections. Now, me personally, I have only gotten a urinary tract infection once in my life, and that was enough for me to do whatever needed to be done after it happened to me. And I think a lot of people are like that because it's not a fun experience, and it's also a dangerous experience. When you get a urinary tract infection, that bacteria, that infection can travel to your kidneys, it can travel to your bladder, and It's of course, around all of your sexual organs and the whole bit. It can get really dangerous. I mean, it can kill you. And here's my story. And then this is another, I will say, red flag or a beware when you get a urinary tract infection. And let me say, it's not just females who get urinary tract infections. It is males. And it comes down to cleanliness, really. But this is the warning I will have. When I got a urinary tract infection, the doctor asks you if you need, if you're allergic to penicillin. At the time, no, I was not allergic to penicillin. I can't remember why I took penicillin, but there was another reason I took penicillin when I was younger. But I knew that I could take it, right? And I knew that I wasn't allergic to it because I had taken it in the past. And I told the doctor, and this was a new doctor, I had moved from one city to another. I was with my then ex-husband, and it was his, family doctor. So I thought, well, I'll go to his family doctor until I'm able to find somebody that I like. And I got this urinary tract infection. And he asked me these questions. I said, no, I'm not allergic to penicillin. I can take penicillin. Just, let's not risk anything and take anything new. Well, he didn't listen, or he just decided, I guess, that he was going to do what he wanted to do. And he prescribed me some other drug. Now, in the back of my head, even today, I think, well, was this a drug that he was making money off of? Or he was getting a kickback from a pharmaceutical company? Because it was a new thing, I don't know. But he ended up prescribing me Sulfa, not penicillin. Now, was this a momentary lapse in judgment? Was this a, he did not listen to me because I was a woman? Because he was an older doctor. Or was he just, not listening at all? And I said, no. I am, I can take penicillin. I'm fine with penicillin. And he didn't listen. And so he prescribed Sulfa. It was this, and I'll never forget that name because I took a half a pill and I ended up, long story short, calling my doctor, telling him I didn't feel right because I was afraid because, I'd read up on urinary tract infections and I was afraid that, it was getting worse. And it was the first time I'd ever had one. And you know how you go on that Google search. You go into Google Doctor or Google Med, searches. And you find out everything that can go wrong. And so I was scared. Because I knew that if it progressed and it got worse, that I could die. So, not to mention, the doctor had told me himself. I took a half a pill and I didn't feel good. I had all these symptoms of, feeling queasy, sick, didn't really feel like I could get up without being dizzy and weak. It was the sulfa. I called the doctor and he told me not to move. He told me to sit there. He proceeded to hang up the phone and call my ex and tell him to come home and pick me up and take me to the doctor and not to let me walk, not to let me move, so that this drug that he had mistakenly given me didn't go through my body any more than it already had. I mean, he had all these precautions, and he told him to get me to the hospital right away or I was going to die. And of course, my poor ex had to drive home freaking out the whole way, and brought me to the hospital, and I ended up being in there for, I don't know, a few days, and I was being basically detoxed of this half of a pill that I took. And I missed work, and and I took the pill when I was at work, and I had to leave work because I didn't feel good, and my boss, you know, told me I didn't look good. Well, guess where I worked? I worked at a hospital. So I left a hospital and then had to be taken back to a hospital. Crazy. So, yeah, I was pumped full of fluids. I had IVs on me. And he knew that he had screwed up. Because when he told me that he'd given me sulfa, I ripped him a new one and said, I told you that I was not allergic to penicillin. I sat there in that office and told you that. And now you gave me a drug that I never ever had taken before. You risked my life. And oh my gosh, I was so angry. I was so angry. So that was my experience with a urinary tract infection. So you can bet your booty I was going to make sure that I never got another urinary tract infection. I mean, it was scary. I've never felt that bad in my life. And, you know, I've had some pretty awful things happen, you know, where I've had to have operations or what have you, for knee injuries and, you know, a broken collarbone, all these different things have happened. And I've never felt that bad in my life. Half of a pill, and they weren't even that big. So, because he didn't listen, and hindsight being 2020, I probably could have sued his ass. And I probably could be, you know, a millionaire right now for what he did to me, you know. And he knew it. He knew he was in trouble. And I will tell you that my ex's whole family, that was their family doctor, and they all quit him and moved to another doctor after he did that to me. Every last person in his family just were like, we're out. If that's how stupid you are, you didn't listen. And I told my ex, I said, I'm never going back to him. And I said, I regret ever going to him because he almost killed me. So, yeah. So here we have a list of ways that you can avoid getting a urinary tract infection. Now, I will tell you my biggest things that I've done in my life is, even before or after sex, you should take a shower. You should be clean. And not just you. You should make sure that your partner is clean. There is so many things that can be up and around some guy's penis, especially when they, you know, just shake it off. They don't wipe it. They don't keep it clean. And then you've got, you know, the head and the skin on the head. There's so much bacteria that can be up and under there, right? And these are the things that I do. You know, I strongly suggest if you want to have any intimate relationships with me, you take a shower before you get into bed with me. And so you can make that fun. You know, I've mentioned this in past podcasts. You know, you can make that fun. You know, take a shower together. Make that part of the foreplay. But you really need to clean yourself off before sex. Because think about that. You know, there's a lot of perspiration that happens down there sometimes. There's pee, there's poo, there's, you know, and then all of that put together causes bacteria. And particularly if you do not shave your pubic hair, there's even more bacteria caught in the hair. So you really need to use soap and water and clean that mess up before you have sex. So That's one of the suggestions I will make. I drink water constantly, but I do that just because I like to stay hydrated. But I'm always drinking water when I work out, when I'm eating my meals, in between my meals. I've just reverted to drinking water a lot because I know how healthy that is. So I do that. You change your underwear often. People have, I'll change after I work out. I'll change before I work out because you're going to be sweating and all that bacteria is going to start building up. So I will actually, in the morning when I go to the gym or when I do a workout, I will take the clothes off that I have and jump into the shower really quick and clean off before I even put on my workout gear. So even between getting up in the morning and putting on my workout gear, I will take a little quick shower. You can pull your hair up, but I will take a quick shower, and then after I work out, I will take a shower, and and then always keep your clothes clean. Only wear things once. When people talk about wearing, putting their jeans in the freezer and then wearing them 5 million times, I mean, no, you wear something once. Your jeans, your pants, they're next to your genitals. Do not be putting your jeans into a freezer and thinking that you're killing the bacteria. No, that's not happening. Wash your jeans every single time you wear them. Don't wear your jeans or your pants or underwear or anything more than once because you're just putting bacteria right back up in there and that can cause a urinary tract infection. What else do I do? Shower, clean, make sure you're cleaning before every change. I'll take a little quick rinse off shower just to get clean. And of course they suggest drinking cranberry juice, blueberry juice, that sort of thing. I'm trying to think if there's other stuff I do. It's just basically keeping that area clean, changing your underwear as often as you can, not wearing clothes more than one time. One day and then throwing them into the wash. I don't understand anybody who wears things twice. I mean, you're perspiring on stuff, your genitals are getting stuff all over stuff. I mean, even your shirts and stuff, you're getting, sweat from your armpits and, that can ruin your clothes if you don't wash them. I wear something once, it goes in the wash, it gets washed. Never wear things more than once. And towels. Don't use towels more than once. When you're showering and you're drying off, of course you're going to be drying off certain areas. You don't want to leave your genitals wet because that is going to breed bacteria. So you want to dry that area. So you only use a towel once. You don't use it more than once because it's going to hang up. Even if it dries, there's still bacteria on that towel because you've used it. You've put it on your skin. Unfortunately, we're humans and we carry that sort of bacteria around. So those are just the things that I do, but there are suggestions from medical professionals of what you can do. Okay, so let's get into that really quick. 9 ways to reduce your risk of UTIs. And this is from a doctor. Oh, I can't read where she's from, but this is a medical review. Okay. This is a gynecologist, female gynecologist. You may be able to prevent UTIs with hygiene and lifestyle practices. Drinking enough water and avoiding certain products may help. A urinary tract infection happens when an infection develops in your urinary system. It most often affects the lower urinary tract, which includes the bladder and the urethra. But, again, I will reiterate, this can travel to your kidneys and other organs, right? If you have a UTI, you'll likely have a persistent need to urinate. Other common symptoms include burning when you pee and cloudy urine. UTIs are common, but it's possible to minimize the risk of getting one. In this article, we'll explain those steps for all ages. And we're not just talking, this isn't just from sexual activity that you catch a UTI. You can, just be an unclean person, right? Okay. Are some people at higher risk for UTIs? Women get more UTIs than men because they're a little more open down there, I think. This is because women have a shorter urethra, the tube that brings urine out to the bladder. This allows bacteria to enter the urethra and bladder more easily. Also, a woman's urethral opening is closer to the anus, where most UTI-causing E. coli bacteria are found. Other factors that can further increase the risk of UTI include frequent sexual activity, which I made no bones about this in past podcasts, but, you know, my ex and I, and, you know, we were very intimate with each other. We had no problem having sex every day. You know, we had a very active sex life. So I think that that's where mine came from. We came to understand that it was because we weren't, you know, showering before and after sex, that's probably how I caught it. And so that's when my ex almost lost me. I almost died. So he pumped up and made sure that he was clean. He was doing whatever he possibly could, to make sure that that I never got another UTI, right? Okay, the other factor for getting UTI is new sexual partners. Again, you don't know who those people are and how they are, if they're clean people, if they're not clean people. And I mean, everybody that I've been with has been a pretty clean person. I think because I am myself. So, you know, but if you don't know the person well, you know, all these one night stands or whatever, you know, there's more likely that you're going to get a UTI because you don't know who you're getting into bed with, right? Okay. Some types of birth control can cause it, and menopause. Okay, so in both men and women, UTI risk factors include a weakened immune system, urinary tract abnormalities, blockage in the urinary tract such as kidney stones or an enlarged prostate, catheter use, and urinary surgery. 9 ways to prevent a UTI. UTIs can always be avoided, but it's possible to reduce your risk on getting one. Here are 9 prevention methods that can make you sidestep a UTI. Wipe from front to back. Cystorectum is the main source of E. coli. It's best to wipe your genitals from front to back after using the bathroom. This habit decreases the risk of bringing E. coli from the anus to the urethra. Just basically don't wipe your poo up into your, you know, urinary area. Just keep it to the back of your butt. Okay. It's even more important to do this if you have diarrhea. Having diarrhea can make it hard to control bowel movements, which may increase the chance of E. coli spreading to your urethra. Drink plenty of fluids. And they'll say fluids, but I'm going to say water. Drink plenty of water, because you need to be flushing out this stuff constantly. Stay hydrated through the day. And I think a lot of things that you drink, like pop and coffee and tea and those sugary drinks, power drinks, things like that, it doesn't flush you out, and it has, you know, sugar and caffeine and things in it that will actually encourage bacteria, and you're putting that into your system, and then it's coming out, you're peeing it out. It's not killing bacteria. Water is a pure system that flushes out bacteria. Okay. So you stay hydrated through the day. This will make you pee more frequently, which flushes bacteria out of your urinary tract. Water is the best choice. Aim for 6 to 8 glasses per day. If it's hard for you to drink that much water, you can also increase your fluid intake by drinking sparkling water, decaffeinated herbal tea, milk, or smoothies made with fruits and vegetables. So, you know, drink that V8. Try to limit or avoid alcohol and caffeine drinks, which may irritate the bladder. Okay, 3, avoid holding your pee. Avoid holding pee in your urine. Avoid holding in urine. That's what I'm saying. As this can encourage bacterial growth, try not to wait more than 3 or 4 hours to pee and completely empty your bladder each time. This is even more important if you're pregnant, as pregnancy puts you at an increased risk for UTI. Holding your pee can further increase the risk. Urinate before and after sex, and this is true for both women and men, but even more for women. Sexual activity increases the chances of getting a UTI. Of course it does. Especially if you're a woman. That's because bacteria can easily get into the urethra during sex, which is why, men, you need to clean that up. You need to be clean. You need to take a shower before you get into bed with your woman, right? And I've even done research and found that high-priced prostitutes, high-priced sex workers, will, the first thing that they require of people when they come into, before sex starts, before they start doing their services, they will bring part of their foreplay to excite their customers is to take them into the shower. They clean them, and they make sure that the partner, the people that they're servicing, are going to be clean, because that affects them health-wise if they get a UTI, and it is part of their business, and so they're trying to keep from getting UTIs and sexually transmitted diseases. So the UTI part, they try to clean these people off, and then of course people have to be tested for sexually transmitted diseases before they'll have anything to do with them. And many will make nowadays, but back in the past, many would make men wear condoms, and that was part of you can't be with them unless you're wearing a condom. So yeah, and I would say wearing a condom probably helps a lot in keeping women from getting UTIs, because if you've got a nasty man who doesn't keep himself clean, then you're going to keep that from happening by putting a raincoat over his penis and all the nastiness that he has. Okay, so shower before sex, condoms help. Okay. Alright, to reduce your risk, pee immediately before and after sex. The idea is to flush out the bacteria that causes UTIs. But yeah, keeping clean is a big part of it. It's also a good idea to gently wash your genitals area before sex. This can help keep the area clean and reduce the chance of bacteria spreading to your urethra. Avoid scented products. The vagina naturally contains more than 50 different microbes, many of which are a type of bacteria called lactobacilli. These bacteria help keep the vagina healthy and the pH level balanced. So you've heard that in commercials, you've seen body washes that say it keeps you, your pH balanced for women. So scented feminine products can disrupt this balance, allowing harmful bacteria to overgrow. This can result in UTIs, bacterial vaginosis, and yeast infections. So, keeping your area clean avoids a lot of things. Okay. Avoid using products such as douches, scented pads or tampons, scented powders, and deodorant sprays. Scented bath oils, soaps, and bubble baths can also irritate the genital area and cause an imbalance in vaginal bacteria. Explore birth control options. Some types of birth control might promote an overgrowth of harmful bacteria. This includes diaphragms, non-lubricated condoms, which surprised me, that can encourage bacteria. Spermicides, that surprised me, and spermicidal condoms. So that might have been part of the reason that I got my UTI as well, is because we use spermicide and we use spermicidal condoms. So I'm a little wary to tell people not to use that, because spermicide and spermicidal condoms help to avoid pregnancy when using condoms. So I encourage people to use that. But here's the caveat to that. Clean yourself after sex. If you're cleaning yourself after, if you're going straight into the shower and rinsing off with soap and water after sex, and even trying to keep yourself clean and going up a little bit, you know, inside trying to get yourself clean. The other thing you can do is just use warm water douche. You can get a douche thing to clean yourself out and just use warm water. You don't have to buy a douche. You just use warm water and, of course, keep that bottle clean when you use it, etc. If you think your birth control is causing UTIs, talk with your doctor. They can walk you through the different options and help you find an alternative method that's right for you. Take probiotics. You know, you see all the probiotic commercials about yogurt and Greek yogurt and how that can help. So take probiotics. They have live microorganisms that increase good gut bacteria. They may also help promote the growth of good bacteria in the urinary tract. This could help protect you from getting a UTI. Generally, lactobacillus strains have been associated with less frequent UTIs. There are several ways you can take probiotics to boost the health of your urinary tract, including eating fermented foods such as yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, or tempeh, taking probiotic supplements, and using probiotic suppositories. UTI supplement options, you know, are like Eucora and all the things that you've seen on commercials. So, okay. Get antibiotics, which that's what you're going to be taking if you get a UTI. If you get UTIs that don't respond well to treatment and keep coming back, your doctor might recommend a small daily dose of oral antibiotics. This can help prevent UTIs by controlling harmful for bacteria. You're likely to have to take the antibiotics after sex or when you first notice a UTI symptom. The drawbacks, however, is that prolonged antibiotic use can lead to antibiotic resistance. Your doctor can determine if this fight is prevention for you. Consume cranberries. Cranberries are traditionally home remedy for preventing UTIs. The berry has compounds called proanthocyanidins that may prevent E. coli from adhering to tissues in the urinary tract. It's also thought that vitamin C and cranberries may increase the acidity of urine, which might reduce overgrowth of bad bacteria. Scientific research shows conflicting results. Some studies have found that cranberries extract reduces the frequency of UTIs, while others have found the same effect. Though it's not clear if cranberries can prevent UTIs, it's a low-risk remedy. If you'd like to consume cranberries, opt for unsweetened pure cranberry juice instead of sugary cranberry cocktails. You can also eat fresh or frozen cranberries. So there are some suggestions that can get you on the right road. They also have UTI prevention and older adults. Older adults are also a higher risk for getting UTIs. This is often due to age-related changes in immune functions, bladder or bowel incontinence, catheter use, cognitive impairment, menopause. In addition to prevention methods outlined above, estrogen replacement therapy can help prevent UTIs in older women. Menopause decreases estrogen levels, which may disrupt the bacterial balance of the vagina. Estrogen treatment, like a low-dose vaginal cream, can help restore this balance. So that's another option to consider. UTI prevention in babies and children, which, yes, it can happen because kids are kids, right? It's not only adults who get UTIs. Babies and children can get them. Bladder and kidney infections are the most common types of UTIs among children, especially girls. Teaching the following habits may help prevent UTIs in children. Taking bathroom breaks every 2 to 3 hours. Completely emptying the bladder. Taking time while peeing. Teaching girls to wipe from front to back from urinating. Avoiding tight underclothing or clothes. Avoiding bubble baths and staying hydrated. So that's another option there. So when to see the doctor. Sometimes a UTI doesn't cause any signs or symptoms. It does. If it does, you may have a strong constant urge to pee, burning while urinating, peeing only small amounts of urine, cloudy urine, bloody urine, red, pink, or some sort of color-coded, smelly urine, pelvic pain in women. Visit a doctor if you notice these symptoms. But, okay. And I'm gonna do a second half to this because I have another article that has a few more suggestions. So we will continue this in a second half. It's very important for you to keep up on this because, again, UTIs are not funny. They can be deadly. So we'll continue this in a second half.